A delegation of leading American Catholic churchmen has arrived in Rome for a meeting with the Pope and other senior Vatican figures. 2 days of formal talks begin tomorrow. But already unofficial meetings have begun, and according to the Los Angeles Times, several American cardinals are calling on the Vatican to urge Cardinal Bernard Law to resign. Law is the Boston Archbishop who was admitted to mishandling cases of sex abuse by priests in his jurisdiction. Larry Stammer is religion correspondent for the LA Times. We reached him in Rome and asked him how many cardinals he expected would push for Law's resignation.
We don't have the exact number. We know that there will be at least several because we talked with them. And it was their intention and is their intention to speak to the inner circle of Pope John Paul II.
You're not identifying them, presumably, because they asked not to be identified.
Yes, that's right. They ask not to be identified, principally because they think that were they to be publicly identified at this point, that it would undermine their effectiveness.
Can you give us some sense, as best you understand it, of the protocol involved here? That is, would other American cardinals have gone to Cardinal Law straight away directly in this country and said, I think you should resign? Or is this, and have they done so and been rebuffed already, or is this something they typically would take first to the Vatican and to the Pope?
No, I'm not privileged to the conversations the cardinals have with each other. But I can tell you that undoubtedly Cardinal Law has been receiving advice of all kinds from, as they say in the church, his brother bishops. Nonetheless, I think it's very rare for even a single cardinal to break ranks and go after a brother cardinal in this way. It's just not something that you very often see.
Would you hazard an estimate as to whether the majority of the cardinals favor Cardinal Law's resignation or a majority favor his staying on?
Well, according to this cardinal, one of the cardinals with whom we spoke, he says that the vast majority of bishops in the United States share this view. How many he speaks for, he will not say. And there are, as you know, 8 active U.S. cardinals in the United States. We spoke with a bishop, and we spoke with a cardinal, and they tell us that the vast majority of the Roman Catholic Episcopacy in the United States thinks that Cardinal Law should step down. And moreover, they want him to step down very quickly, and certainly, they say, before the upcoming June meeting in Dallas of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. The reason they would like him to take some steps before then is because it is at that meeting that the American bishops hope to fashion a tougher response to sexual abuse and uniform protocol, not only to respond to sexual abuse, but to prevent it in the future to the extent that they can.
At this point, after your report in the paper, let's say, for Cardinal Law to suddenly resign at the end of the week, or for a statement to come from Pope John Paul II and Cardinal Law about his retirement or some such thing, would sound like a very big political gain for the U.S. bishops in dealing with the Vatican, and a moment of the Vatican doing an about-face in a week, if that were actually to happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, even the cardinals that we talk to do not expect anything like that out of this meeting. This meeting is very narrow and very focused, strictly on sexual abuse protocol, and no one in their wildest imagination expects the Vatican to act in the next several days. Certainly they don't expect Cardinal Law to act in the next several days. The problem that they've run into now is that the U.S. Bishops' Conference has no authority to tell any bishop what to do in his own diocese. They are somewhat sovereign. The only person to whom a local bishop answers is the Pope in Rome.
Mr. Stammer, thank you very much for talking with us.
Quite welcome.
Larry Stammer, religion writer for the Los Angeles Times, spoke to us from Rome.